Outcome 5.1, Part 2. The outcome we are doing says that we must believe and practice sound doctrine. The first thing it asks us to do is believe sound doctrine. But how do we know whether what is being taught is sound or not? In Acts 17:11, we see that the Berean Christians made sure they checked the scriptures when Paul preached to make sure that what was being taught was in line with the scriptures. Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. There is your answer. The Bible is the only source of absolute truth. It is inspired by the Holy Spirit and inerrant in its original language. It is when people deviate from the scriptures and start to have other so-called revelations, or when they misinterpret the Bible to suit their own purposes, that the church gets into deep trouble. The second thing we are asked to do in the outcome is to practice sound doctrine. You see, it's not good enough simply to believe something, which is head knowledge. You need to put your beliefs into practice. In Titus 3:4-8, we read, "But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." The saying is trustworthy, and I want you to insist on these things so that those who have believed in God may be careful to devote themselves to good works. These things are excellent and profitable for people. So, belief leads to good works. But it's not automatic. You actually have to be intentional about it. You must commit yourself to doing good works and then go out and do them. Dear facilitator, now get your students to suggest other ways in which they can practice sound doctrine.